Good morning. Today is our third and final day that we are discussing the issue of can we lane Megillas Rus before Shachris, in particular before Nates, before sunrise, because the vast majority of people daven on Shavuos at Nates Achama, up all night, and then we daven at Nates, the ideal time to daven. So our question was, if we don't have a Megillah, for example, after Nates, we can only lane it before. We don't have a Baal Korah after Nates. We can only borrow a Baal Korah for reading Ruas before. Is that acceptable or not? And we brought various rationales why Rav Moshe Sternbach, Bishas Adchak, in a time of need, was lenient on this. Rav Yitzchak Mordechai HaKohen Rubin has a tshuva written on this as well, and he cites Rav Moshe Sternbach, and he disagrees with two of Rav Sternbach's rationales to be lenient. The first one is as follows. Rav Sternbach mentioned that there's an intrinsic difference between Megillas Esther and Megillas Rus, and that when it comes to Esther, the chiyuv is on each individual to lay in the Megillah, and accordingly we have to be strict that certainly lechatchila, the laning of Esther has to be after Nates and not before Nates, after Alos HaShachar, between Alos HaShachar and Nates, because we're concerned if we let individuals lane before Nates, starting at Alos HaShachar, it's very easy for them to make a mistake and lane the Megillah even before Alos HaShachar. But when it comes to Megillas Arus, Rus is not an obligation on each individual, rather it's a chovas atzibur, it's an obligation on the tzibur itself. And in that context, when we have a communal obligation, each person in the community will remind the other to be careful about the timing. So even if we permit them to lane it before Nates, they are not going to come to make a mistake and lane it before Alos HaShachar, which according to one shita is 72 minutes before Nate. So that was what Rav Sternbach said, but Rav Rubin disagrees with that. He says it could very well be that that's correct. That's the original rationales for it. But after Chazal instituted that the laning should be, even for Megillas Rus, should be in the daytime specifically, accordingly, even though we do have that background that maybe it's a chiyuv of the tzibor, but regardless, once Chazal instituted that we say Rus, that we lane Rus in the daytime, we cannot be lenient to start saying it from Alos HaShachar. So even though the Tam may be true, but once we have the institution of the concept it should be in the day, we have to stick with laning Rus during the day. He does say that a possible rationale that to be lenient is Vrak kol ma sheyesh ladun zeu rak machmas sheikra kriya bayom hu rak din lechatchila. He said maybe we can be lenient that the whole concept here is that originally when instituted, that it was instituted that we should read in the day only lechatchila, meaning it the institution wasn't that we can only lane during the daytime after Nates and at no other time. And accordingly, if it's just a din lechatchila that we should lane during the day, if it's a shas adchak, if it's an exigent circumstance, we can be lenient and lane from Alos HaShachar. Nonetheless, he says that even if that's the case, that b'shas adchak we could lane earlier starting from Alos HaShachar, nonetheless, it would definitely be preferable if you don't have the Megillah because another shul is using a Megillah. You don't have the Baal Korah because another shul is using a Baal Korah. So at least push the laning, not earlier, but push it later until after Musaf. That's much more preferable because that's during the daytime rather than pushing it before Netz Achama. So that's one area that Rav Rubin disagrees with Rav Sternbach and Rav Sternbach's rationale that we can be lenient b'shas adchak. And the second rationale goes as follows. Rav Sternbach brought that maybe it's a basis to be lenient because people are more tired after Netz. So maybe it's preferable that we push it before Nates, starting from Alos HaShachar, so more people are able to focus on the Megillah. But Rav Rubin, again, disagrees with that rationale. He says, Ein zo aderech, this is not the way to rationalize things. Because the original institution of laning Rus was during the daytime specifically, and in particular, right before Kriya Satora, let's not make changes. We cannot change from the Darkei Avos. We cannot change from the way Chazal instituted us to do the mitzvah. So Rav Rubin is even stricter than Rav Sternbach. Rav Rubin really doesn't find a strong basis to be lenient when it comes to laning before Allah, before Netzacham. I think he would say if you have no other choice whatsoever and you can't do it later in the day, maybe then because of Shasat Chag. But if you have a choice between pushing it early before Netz and later after Musaf, certainly, and I think Rav Sternbach would agree with this, it should be pushed to later in the day rather than before Netz. Have a wonderful day.